The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or land, for my sake, and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters, and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. If you ever meet a cattle rancher, one of the most offensive questions you can ask a cattle rancher is, "How many heads of cattle do you have?" Why do you think that's offensive to them? Well, in that world, I was learning about this in the ranching world. You basically might as well ask somebody, like one of us, like, "How much money do you have in your bank account?" What if somebody went up to you and asked you that question? You'd be like, "What are you, get out of my business. What are you talking about? How dare you ask me that question?" Same thing with cattle ranchers. If you ask how many heads of cattle, like, that's how, in a sense, they measure their wealth. The more heads of cattle, of course, you have, the higher you are in the cattle ladder. And rightly so. Oh, one of the most sensitive issues you can talk about with anybody is finances and money. We hold it close to the chest, don't we? From the very beginning of the church, giving away our money back to God has always been integral, part of the Christian life. In fact, that word tithing, which we hear in English, comes from the word tenth. Because part of the Jewish tradition was that they were required by Jewish law to give 10% of their income back to God. And that same custom overflows into all of us. Which is why it's a good time today to reflect, especially on this gospel. How much do we give back to our parishes, back to God, back to charity? And this is a sensitive topic. Peter himself says today, "Lord, I've given up everything to follow you." Part of that not only is his very life, but his material wealth as well. And notice the beautiful answer of our Lord. Because if you wonder the question, why do we tend to hold on? Or why, when we give to charity or we give to the parish, why does it sting a little bit? Have you noticed that? Especially if you give a large amount. You give a large amount, ooh. It's hard to let go of it, isn't it? What is that feeling? Go back to Genesis chapter 4. It's the first instance of tithing. The story of Cain and Abel. If you recall in that story, directly after the fall, why does God immediately ask and require us, after original sin, to give a percentage of our income back to him? Does God need it? Is God broke? Does he need to pay bills? I mean, obviously not, silly. But if you notice, why God looked more favorably upon Abel's offering to him versus his brother Cain was that Cain held back. Why? Why did Cain hold back? Well, because you notice, our material possessions, our wealth, provides comfort to us, doesn't it? Security. Status. And our Lord knows that after original sin, we're attached too much to our possessions. And he requires of us to give a percentage away, even though the Catholic Church doesn't give us a set percentage. But the principle our Lord beautifully outlines in Mark chapter 12, when he beautifully points to a poor widow in the temple. Do you remember that beautiful story when that poor widow gave two little copper coins to the temple treasury? And our Lord said, there. That's the example. Look at her. She said, this poor widow gave more than all of the wealthy benefactors of the temple. Why? Because all the wealthy people were giving away their money out of their excess accounts. It didn't hurt them. They got tons of money. But this poor widow gave from her need. And she still gave it over to God. What is the root of all evil? Does our Lord tell us? The love of money. Oh, we all know, we all met people, and there's aspects of to our own selves. And we will do a lot of things to gain wealth. Lie, cheat, steal, hoard. I'll leave you on this final image. In St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, beautiful Vatican City, there's a sacristy. It's a large sacristy. It's probably half the size of this church, of course. St. Peter's is humongous. And as we get vested for Mass in St. Peter's, we walk out a long hallway. And as you walk out of the long hallway, we're confronted by a huge mosaic image before we walk out into the main floor of the Basilica to celebrate Mass. And it is a mosaic of the scenes of Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The story of Ananias and Sapphira. Do you remember that story? It is a story of the early church where these two apostles, these two disciples of our Lord, lied to St. Peter, saying, we have given up, they sold their home, the houses, and they said, here, Peter, this is all the proceeds from the sale. But they lied. They held back. Why? Because again, why do we love money so much? It's the same reason. And at that moment, they were struck dead. Why is that image the first thing we see when we walk out before we celebrate Mass? It's a genius. It's a reminder to us as priests. Hold nothing back from God. Be generous with your lives. And part of that is wealth. As our Lord here says, even though it stings, remember the spiritual principle of giving. No one who has given up house or brother or sister or mother or father, lands or children, they will receive 100 times more in the age to come. All that, my friends, is what our Lord is pointing to whenever we're tempted to hoard and hold on to our heads of cattle.